You are listening to Radiant Creators, a collaborative project composed of people whose passion, purpose, and dedication requires forging their own unique path of empowerment and livelihood. A Radiant Creator isn't making a living, they are living.
Okay, so when I, about 4 years ago, I first saw Jean-Michel Basquiat's work, and he's called The Radiant Child. I saw his documentary around 6 p.m. in the evening. I started making work, trying to make work like his because it so stimulated me, which eventually turned into this, which is my own style inspired by his work. But it's an homage to him, the Radiant Collection.
Right, okay.
You know, he jumped into my head. I gotta believe now that he's even more inspirational than Picasso, who was the original inspirer for me.
Yeah, that when you first saw that painting.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, I saw art one day. I looked at a Picasso on my day off from the casino here in Las Vegas. And I wanted to tell a story how I looked at a Picasso one day. So I went in there, I looked at the Picasso and the Van Gogh and the Cezanne and the Gauguin and the Warhol. But I came back to the Picasso, Le Rêve, 5 feet from it. And what I like to say now, being an artist in my studio 10 years, having many collectors that support my life, being a community member, a public speaker, I'd like to say that that is the monumental moment of my life. It's where God and the universe tapped me on the shoulder and said, Alex, I no longer am going to need you to use your life this way. I'm now going to need you to use your life this way. I certainly didn't recognize that in that moment. I certainly recognize it now as I speak to you. The blessings that has happened for me just because I looked at that painting and recognized the moment, and then a year later started painting after getting a kidney transplant, waiting 7.5 years for that transplant. The blessings of my life, let alone just today waking up again, 19 years on dialysis, 27 years of total dialysis, surgeries from the moment I came out of the womb, last rites when I was a baby. My heart stopped one day in 2004. God is working a miracle or something in my life, and it's not just about the art. It's so much bigger than the art. I could try to explain till I'm blue in the face about all this other stuff that happened for me as an artist, as a human. This way that I have this energy where I about 3 hours ago, I was laid on the couch wishing I could just sleep the rest of the night away. But man, art just fills my soul. It lifts me up. And I don't fake this. I thought I was gonna go sit in my chair all night and be cordial to people and all that. But my goodness, you people bring this out of me. I love people, I love art. And my life is so fulfilled in my inner core that I no longer flail at life. Even when there's $2 in the bank account once in a while now. So now I'm free. When you're no longer flailing at life, you're open. You're not flailing, you're open, you're embracing. And I'm here to embrace all humans, as flawed and fucked up as me or not. And art is where we connect. That's what brings people here around my world. And so I already know we have a like-mindedness. It's easy to get along with people. It's easy if you want
to. You find that commonality in every person.
Yes.
You see any kind of difference.
Yes, and even when I do see some difference, what I would visually see as a difference, whatever that might be, from a hairdo to a shoe size or a shoe color or a style of dress or color of skin, whatever that difference is what I want to investigate. Yeah. People are so interesting to me. I think they're more interesting than art. Not my art, but other art. I absolutely love people. I love psychology. If I wasn't an artist, I would probably be a psychologist. Because I love the whys and whats and why people do stuff, say stuff. The environments that created those answers and those reactions. And then I know what I did with my psychology. I know how to as I shape myself into this human being these last 19 years, I know every step of the way. I know from them darkest days where I'm reaching out to God for help. I know these that years of walking around and doing my art just by myself, being a loner, and in my head analyzing the whys and whats of my life, and of my environment, and of my upbringing, and all that.
So facing your darkness, so to speak.
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Yes, indeed. The pains of your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't backtrack to try to understand them the best you can. Sometimes you don't get a full answer, but you come to a really great understanding if mm-hmm. you look at it, and then the next time it's provoked in your world somewhere, it's less painful.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets to the point where it's not even painful. It's just not. It's a memory of your life. It's a tragedy of your life. It's one of these things of your life. But it no longer plays that emotional effect because you understand it. And what I like to say is this. This is my famous quote. Well, it's not famous yet, but it will be famous one day. The truth is a hard place to get, but an easy place to stay.
I like that.
That is the most truest thing I've found for my life.
You should make a t-shirt of that. Take your art and put them on a t-shirt.
You make the t-shirts for all of it. I'm a studio artist now. I live my truth and found my truth in that room. My truth is enough for me. I know it's enough for everybody I come upon.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then you go get to the choice to go away, and that frees me up to get back to the easel, the canvas. And that's the whole intention of every day of my life, is to make as much art as I can and leave as much evidence that I live, and that's what I'm doing. And then I get all this extra, what I like to call the I can't think of the word I use, but it's just these things that happen.
Synchronicity.
I mean, you know the things that are possible for you as an artist.
Yes, anything's possible.
It's the unexpected rewards
mm-hmm.
of what happens that outweigh even the rewards of what you know as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
The unexpected rewards, I couldn't tell you all of them in my 10 years here, let alone the 19 years I've been on this journey of, you know, getting, you can name it anyway, getting to the light, closer to God, finding love. All of that is true. That's exactly what happened. I want to move closer to the light. I want to be more a lighted being so those in darkness can see that there's some light somewhere. Because that is what, I was in darkness.
Yep.
And there was just a little bit of light that just pulled me and led me out to this sunshine. It's overwhelming.
It's amazing. You really do radiate it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow. You know, and I do give the, you know, I read the Bible once. I got baptized Christian. I am not Christian. I have Christian beliefs. I have Buddha beliefs. They tell me because I've never studied religion. But what I know is this. It is about love and it's about light. And if you put your actions, your intentions, and understand yourself so well to where they can't judge you, because judgment is the number one thing humans are afraid of. And when you know yourself so well, it washes away the thought of judgment, and you are no longer in fear of being truthful, being judged that, yeah, I graduated high school, that's it. You go to college, you're bigger college.
Yeah.
Okay, judge me as this artist. That's how you judge me. That's how I shape it, to be judged. And whatever that means to this person, artist, whether they're afraid of it, the crazy artist, or always an embracing, loving guy, because that's what some people know artists to be also. And we are both crazy and loving and embracing. That's what it is. That's what it's going to be. And if you come closer, I'll embrace you. And if you don't, that's your choice. And that's been fun. Because what I honestly, the key to life, is it hurts a lot of people around me. It hurts their feelings. I don't need people. I don't need any of the humans in my life. Not a brother, a sister, my girlfriend down the hall, my part of my brothers in here, this group I work with, Three Bad Sheep. I don't need them in my life. I want to share love with a few of these people I've met. And that's what I want to do, and share love with them. I don't need them. I don't need them. I don't need them to entertain me. I don't. I just don't. I have so much self-love that I don't need other people's love.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I hold them to only sharing love. Stop with the expectations of what you think that means. Mm-hmm. Share love with a smile, with a lunch, with a whatever. That's what sharing love is. It's for me, is only about that love. Mm-hmm. It's to heal and to share, and that's all. These humans need to stop using it for all the other shit they use it for.
Thanks for listening to Radiant Creators. Check out more content at radiantcreators.com. If you like the show, give it a like. Share this. Comment. Keep the conversation going. You can also find us at alternatecurrentradio.com, where there's this show and a lot more.